Okay, Hare Krishna, here we are, hello, and goodbye. I mean, we're leaving, fortunately, Sridhar Mayapur pretty soon. It's been one of my best visits here, and one of my best sort of breaks that I can remember for a long time. And one reason is that somehow or another I was wise enough to stay offline. No internet, no email. And aside from that, by the grace of devotees, I didn't really get involved in any meetings, counseling, and so on. And no emergencies came up. I only got one sort of important letter through Hungary, and that was relatively minimal and easy to deal with. So that gave me a different perspective, reminded me what it was like to be a little, well, I can say stress-free, but at least involvement-free, and that allows the mind to be more absorbed and not distracted by other things. Something that Prabhupada also in later years was asking devotees, that take the burden of management off him. It does give a headache. There's no doubt about that. And and tomorrow we're going to leave. And later in the morning, go to Delhi. And then from Delhi, after a few days, go to Budapest. But before we do, today, we're going to go to visit Lord Jagannath and also take Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Last time we went, it was such a wonderful experience, both the taste and the spiritual enlivenment that comes from it, that what a miss out on a second opportunity for that. And then through Istanbul, we'll be going back to Budapest, as I mentioned. And then, I don't know about going back to work as usual. I'm going to try to figure out how to keep things reasonable. Like we did here, it wasn't on Viber, or it was only on text that I was accessible. And of course, the weather was beautiful, and it was surprisingly quiet here. So it was a lovely stay, and we'll be missing Sridhar Mayapur. And now I've got Damayanti here, who's going to ask a question, which is...
My question is that everything is like Krishna's arrangement and Krishna's plan. So like when something bad happens, how can we accept that it's Krishna's arrangement and that everything happens for a reason? Like, for example, I arrived to Mayapur week ago, and now my best friend left the school and left my school. Like, how can we accept this to be Krishna's plan?
And she went back to where?
Sorry?
Where did she go?
Russia.
Was she going to go to school then?
I think, yeah.
Which school?
I'm not sure, but I think she said she's going to be homeschooled.
It's owl. Your earrings got owls. Well, Krishna allows these things to take place because, of course, it's not even something that necessarily is so much in Krishna's hands, but rather he allows devotees to act independently. In this case, devotee parents, where they want to teach their children. And of course, they're probably under some kind of circumstance that obliges them to go as well, which may also, who knows, may not be the ideal situation. But in terms of bad, yes, the Kaliyam, the Shashvatam, material world is a bad place. The problem is that we're here. So now that we're here, we should expect that, unfortunately, bad things happen. Bad things will continue to happen. And we need to have that type of consciousness to understand that Krishna doesn't necessarily make the bad things happen, but he doesn't interfere. Sometimes he may interfere, like in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, just to show that he can. And he can change devotees' fate, devotees' karma. But on the other hand, Krishna gives humans free will. He gives devotees free will. And he also doesn't want devotees' experience of the material world to be too idealistic. Otherwise, they'll figure, well, why should I bother going back to Godhead? I'll just practice chanting, I'll just chant Hare Krishna here and stay here. Of course, association with devotees is not a material thing. It's a spiritual thing. Mahatparam seva mahur vimukte. But that's also something that, and that is a bad thing. When Lord Chaitanya is talking to Ramananda Roy, he asks Ramananda Roy, what's the worst thing in the world? And Ramananda Roy says, separation from devotees is the worst thing I can think of. So separation from devotees is bad, but it's inevitable. Just like Srila Prabhupada left the world 40 years ago. It's a horrible thing for his disciples, for his followers, for everyone. If Prabhupada was here, then things would be so much different. But still, material world is that even pure devotees leave their bodies, leave the world, and we have to live with that. So similarly, these things happen. Friends will come and go, just like I have. That's what I forgot to mention earlier, that we were every evening having these readings here that devotees can follow. On the podcast with Niranjan Maharaj, Devamita Maharaj, and those were really the highlight of the stay and the highlight of the day, along with being able to write and go for walks in Gauravan. But now Niranjan Maharaj left day before yesterday, Devamita Maharaj was leaving today, and we're going to leave tomorrow. So that's inevitable, that separation. Somehow we try to make up for it by keeping in touch. One type of communication or another. And then see, well, can I find someone else who will be a good friend? Friends are very rare. But it's then an opportunity that, all right, if it's not this person, another person, because although friends are rare, but it's still a necessity. We need to have friends in this world who we can share with, and who can also help us. So we have to see things in a philosophical light, just like when devotees' relatives pass away or devotees pass away, when my god sisters just passed away in Lechmore Heath, Vrindavani, although I didn't know her that well. But still, when we see things in a philosophical way, then that can balance our intelligence, and our intelligence can balance other feelings and emotions so that they don't get the best of us. Okay, Hare Krishna. Now we're going to get ready to get going pretty soon to go there to Jagannath early. Jai Radha Damodar Ki Jai.